Hi. A few years back, I was part of a hospice team for my friend Chrissy, and it turned out to be a real hot mess. And I've always regretted not standing up more, and I know that she forgives me, but I just have a hard time with it.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Like, if anything could go wrong, it went wrong with this thing. I mean, if somebody was supposed to show up at a certain time, oh, I can't do it at the last minute. And she said, you're always a take charge kind of girl. And you didn't need to take charge of this situation. It turned out the way it was supposed to. It allowed her to leave faster than anticipated. So don't worry about it. It worked out the way it was supposed to.
Well, that's good to know. And you hit it right on the head because one of her friends for the first 6 weeks didn't show up.
Yeah. No call, no nothing, all of that. Now, Chrissy is saying, you've been beating yourself up for a long time over this. Stop it, stop it, stop it. You know, you are not supposed to be the take charge person of everything, you know, because it gets old after a while. And she says, just take charge of something that your heart is into, that you really want to, and it'll turn out much better for you.
I appreciate that.
And Chrissy being in the beyond right now or in heaven, I am not psychic, but I have to wonder if she has gotten past that mess that was hospice and it's kind of like, it's a past memory, you know, she's moving on doing her,
absolutely,
you know, doing her thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, once you cross over, you know, even if you're angry at somebody or, you know, you have dementia or anything, the minute you pass, you let go of all that stuff. It's not important anymore. The important thing is to find your joy and to find love, you know, I mean, loving people around you because you have loved ones that come and greet you that are crossing over. And I've heard from the ones on the other side so many times, it's so powerful and so healing that they come back and try to make amends or mend the heart of people who are left here.
Wow.
Even if you have a dad that's really been a really son of a gun to you in your whole life, the angel set him down to watch what their life was like.
Yeah.
And they have to make amends. They really have to make retribution. Sometimes the person that's behind, the son, the daughter, I don't want nothing to do with that, you know?
Yeah.
And eventually it works out or it doesn't. It's what it's meant to be. So.
Well, Wendy, thank you for your time today. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much.